I mean, we'd probably had an hour and a half to get your reaction. The game is over after the second goal, which was an hour and a half ago, to put it that way to you. Very disappointing that we didn't get into the game and make it difficult. We got done with a short corner that I think Stephen Bradley went looking for a short, and it fell to Darry Leahy, and we were one down in 4 minutes. The second one, we lost the ball in the middle of the field, and the game was, well, once the game was over in the second one, because we huffed and puffed, and to be fair, we had a number of chances from set pieces, albeit half chances, but when Bradley stepped inside and scored in the top corner at half time, that's game over, and it was a matter of playing for pride in the second half. There was no point in pretending we're getting back into this game. That was a done, and at least we saw it out with a little bit of pride, but no good to us. No good to us in the position we're in the table, and we need to dramatically and drastically improve our Reds. We won't be in the division next year, and that's the long and the short about it. And you know, I've been saying it each couple of weeks, when can't blame any refereeing decisions there tonight, but, and we can't even blame a little bit of luck, which maybe, you know, that hasn't gone with us. But when you're down, you're down, and this is as down as we've been in my time. But look, we need leaders in the changing room. We need leaders probably in the staff, and let's see what the next week brings. It could be a long, long week, and let's see where we all are next Friday, and please God, we'll try and enjoy the cup next Friday all going well.
Was it a bit of a hangover from the Derry game?
Like, I mean, when you lose in the last minute and being in a winning position, you could be right. That was only 5 days ago. However, we went with refreshing it up with different players and went with a different shape and system, so that type of way gave them a different focus. However, look, you know, we needed to settle into the game and get to the half an hour with nil all, and let's see where you went. I mean, you saw the chances that we had, albeit half chances. I mean, Peter Cherry probably, you know, made a very good save, albeit at 3-0. But, you know, Mark Antony didn't have that many saves to make, unfortunately, and the ones that were on target went in. That's not a criticism of his, but it's a difficult place to be. It's always difficult coming here anyway, even in the good times for us. It's more difficult coming in the bad times. But Dundalk, we watched them against Pats last Friday, and they are at a serious level of drive, you know, sharpness. They're in a good place. We're not, and we need to try and get out of that obviously as quickly as possible, or NCCD will get away from us, and we'll be looking at seeing out the season and going into the first division, and that's the reality of it. And I know people will probably say, you need to be a little bit more positive. We'll do all we can. We'll fight tooth and nail as we've always done, and let's see can we get out of it with that. But just disappointed. Whatever about losing the game, we lost the game in the first 15 minutes, 10, 12 minutes. Second goal went in, and what minute am I doing? Hey?
Second one was in the 6 minutes.
6 minutes. So that was us. That was the game over. Well, once it was over, if we kept it at 2-0 when we huffed them, like we did a number of chances from throw-ins and corner kicks, and if you kept it at 2, you always had a sniff of a chance. At 3, it was a matter of trying to shut up shop and get out of here with some sort of dignity, which we did, but not enough dignity in my eyes.
And there's next Friday the cup, new different competition. That helped the focus.
You're playing Bohemians, like, and thinking, oh God. Can we not have got an easier draw on the Bohemians and maybe build a bit of confidence in it? But at the way we're going at the moment, there's no guarantee we're going to beat the top intermediate sides the way we're going with confidence. So maybe we're better off being the only Premier Division side, playing a Premier Division side. And look, we can only get our heads down and keep working at it. And, you know, there's nobody shirking from it. I'm sure people back home will be disappointed as we are, but there's probably no one hurting more than myself or Gavin, and not that that's much consolation, but we'll keep at it, and we won't be walking away from anything. If people want us to walk away, we certainly will, but we somehow certainly won't be throwing in the towel in a group of players we gathered, and we expect them not to throw in the towel either.